Albany police held a forum last night to gather public opinion regarding the department's use of body cameras. I was at the Albany Public Library for the event. With a $133,000 federal grant in the bank, policy and procedure relating to the use of body cameras by city police officers is in the formative stages.
I don't sit in City Hall, and I know the police chief doesn't sit in police headquarters on an island making decisions. We are here to serve a community.
Kicking off the meeting, Mayor Kathy Sheehan told the crowd of about 75 people that feedback from the community is a critical component of creating body camera policy.
It's great to say that we support them, but we need to have the community conversation around how they're going to be utilized and what your thoughts are and what your expectations are.
Chief Brendan Cox had great expectations going into the forum.
You know, we really need to hash out, you know, what folks are expecting from us, you know, when they want body cameras turned on, what they would like to see for privacy, you know, when we go into somebody's house. You know, one thing we know is that body cameras can certainly help us with transparency, can certainly help us with legitimacy, can certainly help with all kinds of different things. But we need to make sure that as much as we possibly can, that we get that input from our community so that we're as much as we possibly can be on the same page.
Cox began his presentation explaining department policies and philosophies surrounding the use of body cameras. He assured attendees that every suggestion would be recorded. After his talk, the community responded, firing off several questions and suggestions. Money was discussed, whether the initial grant would be able to fund the program going forward. Cox didn't have any sample body cams to display, but noted the units are relatively inexpensive. He adds what has yet to be determined is what the department will need the accompanying software to accomplish. Cox expects video storage will emerge as the most critical issue. He says it could get quite expensive.
Okay, you know, is everybody going to hold this for 90 days? Is everybody going to hold it for 6 months? Because, you know, between 90 days and 6 months, you could talk about a lot of money.
Among considerations, storing on the cloud versus using an in-house server versus engaging a third-party vendor. And then there's the question of how long and at what cost should videos be kept on file, using up valuable storage space. Officials are also looking into how to go about activating the cameras once everything else has been decided and the system is ready. Some residents suggested that certain cops known by neighborhood residents to cross lines from time to time be the first issued body cams.
Our complaints that we get are really about rudeness, about sometimes use of language, and sometimes it's a he said, she said kind of thing where you can't prove one way or another because you have a complainant, you have the officer, and you don't have any independent witness.
Residents said they'd like to see the body cams turned on from the moment the officer leaves the police station to begin his or her daily duties.
Who will have access to the data?
And they would like to be able to review videos on demand.
My answer now, if I was to answer that, would probably be that, no, as a personnel matter, I would not be able to have somebody else view that.
The spirit and purpose of the forum was dramatically eclipsed when a couple of the audience members brought up the death of Donald Ivey, a mentally ill Albany man who was unarmed when tased by police last year. No officers were charged in the case, and one speaker told the room that without someone held accountable, there can be no closure, resulting in a wound on the city that can never be healed. Another resident suggested that had police been wearing body cameras, Ivey would never have been stopped.
Technology can never replace human interaction. So they can only be a piece of the puzzle. They're not the full puzzle.
Cox hopes to roll out some sort of pilot program over the summer. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.